We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
For this segment, I have George Breitenberg in the studio with me. He's the commander of American Legion Post 216 in Corona. Thanks for joining me today, George. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
Now, you are a member of the American Legion Post 216. Tell us about that.
It's the oldest post in Corona, and it's located at 1024 Main Street. We meet the first Monday of every month at 7:30, and I am the post commander. And my duties is to run the post and support veterans in the area, providing family support or support for them. We're coming up with all kinds of ideas to raise funds. We're a major participant and founder of the 4th of July parade that happens in Corona. We are quite excited to be part of that. And we interface with several of the community activities, one of them being Amber Waves of Grain.
And we'll talk about that more in a little bit.
And then we also have services. We have a service officer who anybody can contact if they need questions, help with something at the VA, or if they have questions about their benefits. It's a place where veterans and families can come and mingle with other veterans. It's kind of a peaceful setting for them. It's a great camaraderie. You have a camaraderie you build up while you're on active duty, and it just continues on through for them. We have potlucks on the second Sunday of every month in the evenings. And we're getting ready to start doing family night movies as well as international dinners once a month.
What does the American Legion do? What services do they offer veterans? You mentioned some of them.
We provide services if they have issues with the VA or they need to know where to go find things, what their benefits are. A lot of the people that get out, they don't know what all their benefits are that they're entitled to. If necessary and the circumstances are correct, we'll try to provide financial support. We also sit there and are basically a meeting place for other veterans and families to get together and do interact with the community and the veterans.
Tell us where you served and when.
I served from 1972 to 1992. I put time in the Middle East, in Asia, and in the Mediterranean. I was over in the Mediterranean when they did the Iran hostage rescue attempt and when the Marine Corps barracks were in Lebanon were blown up. Grenada, and then I retired after the Gulf War.
And what branch of the service were you in?
There's only one, isn't there? United States Navy.
Oh, that's what all the Navy men say, but you haven't talked to the Marines, but I guess they're part of the Navy as well. But
that's an interesting banter that gets going sometimes.
Yeah, I bet you guys have some good discussions over those, huh?
Yeah, we rib each other a lot.
So you have this Amber Waves of Grain fundraising event coming up. Tell us about that.
What the Amber Waves of Grain is, it's a second annual event. It's a craft beer festival. And it's going to be held at the shops at Dos Lagos. And it's going to start at 12 o'clock. We have the parade. We're going to have military static displays. We're going to have some reenactment groups. We're going to have 40 microbrews. And interspersed with all those microbrews is going to be veteran-owned businesses selling various things, you know, memorabilia, homemade goods, or shop-made fabric items. We're also going to have the Bob Hope USO van's going to be there. DAV's going to be there for any veterans that want to get a quick access to some questions answered for DAV. We're going to have local high school bands. We're working hard to get a military band also there. We're going to have unbelievable amount of static displays. It's going to take up the whole main street of Dos Lagos.
And when is it?
It is going to be on November 4th.
At the shops at Dos Lagos.
Yeah, it's called the shops at Dos Lagos.
And I guess you're also going to have the Library of Congress there.
What we have currently on tap already set up is the Library of Congress this year is coming. And they're going to videotape several of the veterans and their stories to be filed back at the Library of Congress. So we have a paratrooper that jumped at Normandy in World War II. We have a couple of Pearl Harbor survivors. We're working on trying to get the last surviving Medal of Honor winner from Iwo Jima to be here. The kid's going to have, it's going to be a living museum, And the veterans will be answering questions from the audience about their experiences. Some of them will actually just go ahead and give a speech about their experience. We will also have uniforms from the Allied forces as well as the Axis forces from World War II all the way to current uniforms on display. We're also going to let the children come in and ask questions of the veterans, like a school event. Other things we're going to have is Revolutionary War reenactment groups are going to be there. I don't know if they're going to be able to put on a full show, but they're going to be there. We're also going to have some Korean vets, some Vietnam vets, and a lot of it is going to be strictly for this. Last year, we raised over $18,000, and all of that went back to veterans organizations, such as Christmas dinner for the homeless. Last year, we brought in a couple of busloads and gave them dinner and sent them home with backpacks that had several personal hygiene items in it, some food, and handwritten Christmas cards from the local elementary school children.
Those are some of the organizations that will benefit from this fundraising event. Are there any others you'd like to throw in there?
We have Blue Star Moms and Gold Star Moms, Wheelchairs of Southern California, which provides wheelchairs for our disabled veterans. There's a group called All American Riders, which is a bunch of prior military personnel that they go around helping families that are in really difficult needs. For example, something happens where the vet or his family isn't able to continue maintaining a house or getting out to get grocery shopping or whatever they happen to need to help them keep their level of life going.
And what's the price for admission?
The price for admission is going to be $40. And for that, you get a commemorative glass and as much sampling of the breweries that you wish.
And you're expecting 40 microbreweries there?
Yes, at least we have 40 definitely locked in right now.
And do you have an example of some of those?
Stone Church Brewing is one of them.
So you're going to have 40 local microbreweries there?
Yes, and some of them are veteran-owned.
Really?
Yes. Stone Church being veteran-owned. There's two others. I just lost their names. I apologize.
Oh, that's all right.
But they also are veteran-owned. I think the big thing for this Amber Waves of Grain event is to know that there is no corporate sponsorships here or any major sponsors. What we have is 100% of all the funds that we make go right back to the veterans.
You're going to be distributing those to nonprofit organizations that support veterans' causes.
Most definitely.
Okay. Now let's go over that once again. That's the second annual Amber Waves of Grain Craft Beer Festival, organized by veterans for veterans. And tell us once again, when is that coming up?
It's November 4th. Parade is at 12, and the beer garden opens at 12:30 to 4:30.
And that's at the shops at Dos Lagos.
It certainly is.
And Corona. And where can they get advance tickets to this?
Yes, you can go up to www.amberwaysofgrain.org, and it'll give you more details, and it also has a list of the breweries that are going to be there. You can also go to Eventbrite and get your tickets. There's also a link from that webpage to get your tickets in advance.
Okay, is there anything you'd like to add in closing? I imagine you'd like to invite the entire family out to this event.
I want everybody to be out there because, remember, this is supporting the local veterans. And the other thing is any veteran is most definitely wanted to show up. We even have a bunch of vintage cars that we've been able to put them in the parade. But the big thing is the Library of Congress coming here to record these veterans' experiences. And so participation is fantastic.
Well, that really does sound like a lot of fun. Be sure to put it on your calendars. That's the Amber Waves of Grain Beer Festival in support of American veterans coming to the shops at Dos Lagos and Corona on Saturday, November 4th. George Breitenberg, commander of American Legion Post 216 in Corona, thank you very much for coming by today, George.
It's been my pleasure, Steve. Thank you very much for having me.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.